This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Daria Albinger, and here are today's top local stories. First, Fillmore Brown got a $5,000 water bill, and then he lost his home, which was fully paid off.
It's like I killed somebody, and I know I didn't kill anybody. I think I have my house and I paid my bills and I'm all right, and I somebody just come and take it away from me like that. That's not right.
He tells 1010 Winds that his hands are tied. He can't work. He can't do anything until this whole matter is settled. Well, a number of Queens officials agree, and today they are calling for that bill to be resolved as quickly as possible and for Brown to be let back into his home. The utility company cites a clause that allows them to take property for unpaid bills. The federal building at 26 Federal Plaza, home to the Department of Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, was evacuated after four envelopes of white powder were found on the ninth floor. Two people were exposed. Hazmat teams responded. And the envelopes are now headed to the FBI headquarters in Quantico for testing. Mayor Adams told us live on 1010 Winds this morning.
We're told the preliminary results indicate that there was no dangerous substance that was involved. I was briefed by Deputy Mayor Kaz Daughtry, who was on the scene. But let's be clear, this still is a serious crime.
The FBI says there's no ongoing threat to employees or the public. A 15-year-old boy was chased down by police officers in Brooklyn for allegedly carrying a gun. Shots were fired on East 49th Street last month. Newly released body cam footage shows the teen running two blocks before cops caught him on the East 45th and pulled what looked like a 9mm from his pocket. He's been charged with criminal possession of a weapon. It's been almost a year since 1010 Winds first helped break the story of mayhem on Roosevelt Avenue. Crime continues, and so do the calls to the FBI.
In advance of a community rally this weekend near yet another brothel operating in the Roosevelt Avenue corridor, or this time on 39th Avenue, the Queens community calling on the FBI to take on the issue. District Leader Hiram Montserrat speaking with 1010 Winds.
As we know, the federal government has two major indictments that it filed, one against the notorious Tren de Aragua gang and the other one against the 18th Street gang, both organized crime gang elements that we are still combating here.
Montserrat with high praise for the NYPD, saying they've made over 500 prostitution-related arrests, but they need this federal help, he says, to shut down the organized crime that is behind these brothels and the sex trafficking. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Well, 12 cooling towers were found to have been contaminated in the Legionnaires outbreak in Harlem today. The final one will be remediated. Mayor Eric Adams was live with our Susan Richard earlier this morning.
If Legionnaires is identified in one of the cooling towers, within 24 hours of their remediation methods that's put in place, and all the buildings that have been identified, we have partnered with the owners as well as the city to make sure the remediation is done.
Officials say there have been 99 cases, 4 deaths, and 17 people are still in the hospital. A Bayside man will spend 8 years in prison for driving the wrong way on the Clearview Expressway, crashing into multiple cars. Queens DA Melina Katz says 30-year-old Joseph Lee purposely drove into oncoming traffic during rush hour last January, injuring 2 motorists who still haven't fully recovered. Lee admitted to using a hallucinogen before getting behind the wheel and told police he wanted to hurt people. He was convicted in June of attempted assault, and reckless driving. No charges for 2 Suffolk County police officers who fatally shot a man from East Northport last year. State Attorney General says the officers were justified when 54-year-old Alan Weber charged at them with 2 fencing swords inside his home. The AG's report says tasers failed to stop Weber, an elite fencer who won a Pan Am Games medal in 1995, before one of the officers opened fire. Police had been called for reports of a disturbance and found the house in disarray. He was taken to Huntington Hospital, where he later died. A school district on Long Island is facing some serious allegations.
Lawmakers claim the Uniondale School District's construction corruption scheme has cost taxpayers millions of dollars. The claims come after a federal complaint alleging the construction company hired, engaged in wire fraud, tax evasion, identity theft, and wage theft. The lawmakers claim this has been going on for years. However, the superintendent in a statement says the district never directly contracted with the construction company for any project. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.